Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Republican members of Congress saying, oh, well, if we have this shutdown, it's because of AOC. Well, if that's the case, my office is open and you are free to walk in and negotiate with me directly.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Griff Jenkins. All right. We need to change that intro because I go off on vacation. I come back. I find out you're the new official host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. I certainly appreciate it. And I got to tell you, truth be told, it didn't change the status of importance in my household. So thank you, Dad. Where's our dinner? I'm walking my dog right now. Because I've got to go up to New York to do Outnumbered tomorrow and a couple other things before I anchor the weekend, Fox and Friends. And my daughter's like, I don't have time to walk the dog. You walk him. So I'm not walking Rascal. We're just taking a stroll around the Georgetown campus and dialing in. Well, and by the way, the congratulations are right back at you. How about FM 97.1 FM 25 years? Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, my friend. We appreciate that. We're going to have a big celebration. You're welcome to fly in if you want. It's on a Thursday night.
Well, you know, I might just have to come in because it looks like you might actually get, you know, I hear St. Louis mentioned in the conversation as we see what, you know, I'm from Memphis. I was born and raised in Memphis.
Yeah.
And they are really having a lot of results. I think Pam Bondi posted some 93 arrests, 28 guns off the street is the latest in cracking down on Memphis. But I think, unlike Washington, I think Memphis, just like St. Louis, one of these great smaller American cities that just fell on hard times because of poor Democratic leadership that let the cities go. And now you're seeing a turnaround. Hopefully Memphis will be the roadmap that could work in St. Louis and other places.
Yeah, well, if they send troops here, I hope that you get that assignment, Griff. It'd be great to have you here. And since technically, I guess you're filling that Pete Hegseth seat, could you get down and give me 20? Because we're going to need you to do PT every day.
I've got a feeling I'm going to be doing a lot of that. Yes, yes. Yeah, that was the standing joke. They're like, you know what's next? I'm like, no thanks. I can't hold a candle to that. I think Secretary Hegseth's doing just a fine job. I'll leave him to that.
That's great. Well, we're happy for you. I know you've worked so hard up there, and you do just about everything for him. So glad to see you're getting that opportunity.
You're really kind. And I got to tell you one thing that I hope we'll still be talking about by the time the weekend comes. Is exactly that soundbite you just played. That was a significant soundbite from AOC. We've known AOC. We've seen AOC. She's said, you know, outlandish things and stole the spotlight because she knew what she was doing. And to be fair, she's pretty good at it as a progressive voice and sort of over the years and sort of, you know, accumulating power. But if you didn't think that soundbite wasn't a woman who has arrived feeling her oats, let me tell you, when she said, my door is open, that tells you, I think, everything you need to know about the shift to the left that the Democrat Party has gone. Well, and I think behind closed doors, I've been in Washington more than 30 years. She's got a seat at the table now.
That's frightening. What you just said to me probably ruined my breakfast. I mean, everybody's kind of seen her ascendancy in the Democratic Party, but there is involved in this statement of hers. Hey, my door's open if you want to come and talk to me. A little bit of a lack of understanding of the current situation, because it's not up to a House member. The insinuation here, right, is that Chuck Schumer is afraid of her because he's afraid she's going to primary him 3 years from now. That's the allegation, right?
It is. But again, you have seen through the past two presidential election cycles the absolute increase in progressive left influence.
Right.
And now you're seeing Chuck Schumer do exactly what Britt Hume, our colleague at Fox, was saying yesterday. Back in 2013, Ted Cruz decided to push for to shut government down with a clean CR. A clean CR, for our listeners who don't know, is, hey, let's just put nothing partisan in here, simple two-pager, keep the government open, we've got to negotiate on these other things, which were, at the starting point, just the extension of Obamacare subsidies.
Right.
Did not include the removal of the provisions in the Big Beautiful Bill that got rid of healthcare for illegal aliens. And make no mistake, that's what it is. But Ted Cruz made that mistake in 2013 and it absolutely blew up in his face. Connect the dots, AOC has pushed Schumer off that cliff. He said, walk at the end of this diving board, now jump. And he did. And I can't imagine, you know, we have the shutdown and everybody kind of talks about it for a few days. Well, a week, 2 weeks, a month. The last one was 35 days in 2018. That starts to really hurt and have consequences, and I don't think this movie ends well for Chuck Schumer, and I think AOC has had a definite influential hand in pushing him in that direction.
Yeah, we're talking to Griff Jenkins, who's out walking his dog right now because his daughter refused to, and we always appreciate your willingness to call us, whether you're off for the morning or you're surfing or wherever you happen to be. We can always depend on you, Griff. Thank you.
Listen, always, I never miss calling in touch anymore. And, you know, by the way, in all this conversation, because you're going to see Democrats and Republicans pointing fingers at each other on the shutdown, and Democrats are trying to stick by this premise that there is no such thing as free health care for illegals. Let's just set aside the reality of Medicare and Medicaid dollars going to states that are then used for state programs that give exactly directly health care for illegal aliens. Let's go back to when I was calling in to talk to you guys from Eagle Pass, Texas, from Del Rio, from McAllen. Do you remember what happened to the hospitals that can only handle a few hundred people at a time?
They were overwhelmed.
When you had 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. They were absolutely paralyzed, overwhelmed. I rode along with an ambulance. I rode along with fire department. They couldn't deal with the citizens of their cities and towns because they were dealing with the crisis. So this isn't like something that popped up overnight. This was a healthcare system that got overrun during the Biden administration. And now you have the Trump administration trying to restore things to normalcy so you don't have the problems that we had in the last 4 years.
One last observation, and I'll let you go. Did you see the president's Truth Social post this morning? This is a masterclass in trolling. Griff, I mentioned it earlier. He puts out a paragraph saying, I have a meeting scheduled with Russ Vogt of OMB, the guy that wrote Project 2025. He put Project 2025 in caps. And I'm going to meet with him to find out just exactly how much we can get away with permanently cutting. The Democrats have basically given me a beautiful opportunity. I can't believe they did it, but they're not stupid, so maybe they just really want to make America great again. I mean, he is trolling them 100% on that.
Absolutely. And what is also fun to watch is how bad Gavin Newsom's people are at trying to emulate it. It's just fail after fail, and they write all caps. He tried to do some meme yesterday with J.D. Vance and AI video, and it just doesn't work. But you're right. I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you look at that, as you call it, a masterclass trolling post today, go back all the way to 2016 when he was literally running for president the first time, he capitalized and was doing things with Twitter that no one else was, because he didn't necessarily just get entertained and love to do it for entertainment purposes. He did it because he was able to speak directly to the American people. And now you've got tens of millions of people that tune in every day, and he's talking directly to them around the mainstream media and around the usual channels. And it's not only a masterclass in trolling, it's highly effective.
It really is. Griff, have a great morning, my friend. Safe trip to New York.
Thanks, guys. And hang on one second. Hey, Rascal, Mark says hi. Oh, yeah, he says thanks.
I thought maybe you had him trained to bark. That's okay, though. Thank you.
I should. He's looking at me like, what are you doing? Stop talking on the phone.
I'll see you, Griff. Thanks.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend. And again, congrats on the big 2-5.
We appreciate it, my friend. October 23rd, if you want to join us here in St. Louis, that would be fantastic. I'd love to get Griff Jenkins in here. Maybe we can get Fox to cover the cost. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Speaking of, we're going to talk a little bit more about the birthday party coming up, though, because I don't know that I've talked a lot about it today. It's going to be on October 23rd out in Chesterfield. So we'll get to all those details for you coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.